There's a famous explanation from Rav Shimshon Rafo Hirsch that when Yitzchak met Rivka, so he took her into the tent, and then he loved her. And then, of course, it says, and he was comforted when the Rashi quotes the Midrash that all the things, as we'll get into, it happened, the tent of Sarah remained. But Rav Hirsch explains, obviously, in contrast to Yaakov, because Rav Hirsch's real love is first you marry the person, and then as you work out the issues, you struggle, you work hard on your marriage, and you love a person more. It's not just the initial infatuation. No, with Yaakov, apparently, it was a different relationship. He saw her in the Shema right away of Rachel. So, that's the famous Rav Hirsch. And they point out that the three miracles that happened in the tent of Sarah, it was a near Doluk, that it went from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. It was the Bracha Leis, it was the special Bracha in the tent, in the dough, that it was like a bracha. You only had to eat a little bit and you were satisfied. That would be good for diet. And the Anani HaKavod, and the clouds of glory, and the Shechina. So therefore, with success Nechama, when he saw that he brought, when Rivka went in, all those things remained. So she was following in the footsteps of Sarah. So the Mefarshim tell us that the three miracles in the tent of Sarah followed us during the time of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. What miracles, what was comparable to the Ner Doluk? So we know every day, the menorah, that they used to light it, you know, late afternoon before Shkia, and it used to burn all night, and until whatever the oil was used up and it went out, except there was one candle that stayed lit, meaning until it didn't go out by itself, you used to boil it out and then relight it. That was the near tumid. That's the meaning of many shores having a near tumid. So that's a reminder of the miracle during the time of Sarah. And it depends on who was the Kohen Gadol. When they were like, when Shimon HaTzadik was, it was the near tumid, but not all the time. So that referred to Keneged. The near Tamir, we had the Bracha the Isa, that's the Lechem Apanim, that you put the pearl loaves of challah, or we'll call it bread, and you put it on every Shabbos. So when you put it on, you took to eat the old one, the old one was fresh. So that was the Bracha from Sarin as well. As the Ani HaKavod, we had the Ani HaKavod over the Mishkan, etc. So what's the connection between the miracles of Sarah's tent and the miracles in the Beit HaMikdash? So that's what the Mefarshim point out, that every house is a Mikdash Ma'at, that every person has to build their own Beit HaMikdash and a more important one in their own home, and that's the allusion to that the miracles that happen in the Sarah's tent, we see the Nisim happening in the Beis HaMikdash, and when everyone builds their own bayis, so we see that's what one has to work on, building their own on Mikdash Mahat.